My basement is full of photographs of ballparks and baseball players. In August of 2011, it was also full of water. Carlos Peña, one of the guys working for the company that helped us clean up after Hurricane Irene's departure, was not surprised to see the water, and he was thrilled to see the baseball stuff. He told me he'd played minor league ball for a team in the Cleveland Indians organization 20 years ago. I asked him if he'd quit baseball or if baseball had quit him, and he smiled and shook his head.
No, believe it or not, I was doing pretty good. I was hitting 345 that year. And after the summer finished, I go back to the Dominican Republic, and then a motorcycle accident break my spine. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. It was unbelievable.
Carlos Peña tried coming back after he'd recovered. Didn't work out. But that disappointment didn't diminish his enthusiasm for baseball, perhaps because the game was part of his family's history. At the foot of my basement stairs, there's a framed magazine cover featuring my favorite ball player on the day he retired. Though that happened before Carlos was born, he knew about the man in the photo, courtesy of his father.
And my father's an all-time baseball player.
So I understand, and you went around the corner here and saw a couple of the pictures that I have of Willie Mays, and that sparked some memories.
Yeah, my father faced Willie Mays, I think in the 70s, 60s. They traveled a team to the Dominican Republic with Juan Marichal, and my father was telling me a story about him facing then.
But I got to ask you the key question for somebody whose father pitched against Willie Mays. Did your father tell you how he did against Willie Mays?
My father said he struck him out once. And Willie may hit a home run the next time.
The family connections to baseball now and then don't end there. Tony Peña, late a catcher with the Red Sox, among other teams, now a coach with the Yankees, is Carlos Peña's cousin. Carlos himself coaches in the Framingham, Massachusetts Little League. A couple of times a year, he takes groups of young players from the U.S. to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, where he distributes as many baseballs, bats, and gloves as he can collect from donors.
It's unbelievable how the kids playing baseball in there. Still today, you see kids in my country playing with water cap.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
Try and hit with a broomstick.
Yeah, with a broomstick. It's fun. You know, kids learn.
Kids learn with the help of guys like Carlos Peña, whom I'd probably never have met if the basement I'd filled up with baseball photographs hadn't filled up with water. So, hey, Irene, good riddance, but thanks for that.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.